In keeping with our emphasis on looking back, I'd like you to turn to 438, and if you hadn't picked it up, Ian has been playing it in a very beautiful adaptation. Now, this particular hymn is one which James White used to sing at large meetings that would gather, and small, and he would many times surprise people by walking into the meeting with his Bible in his hand, thumping it to keep time, singing this song. Now, if you haven't sung it before, you'll find that it's a very powerful song. And I would invite you to stand as we sing this. And let's sing the first, third, and fifth stanzas. Next time you sing that song, you can just thump along with James White and keep rhythm to that beautiful, beautiful hymn that tells us in a few more days we are going to shout and our suffering will be over and Jesus will be here. Now, as we look back today, 150 years since this organization began, we can see the need for the message which God has entrusted to this church even more pronounced and in need in the world than ever before. 51 people dead in Moore, Oklahoma, and more to come. Unfortunately, people died last night and this morning in Baghdad. Syria, we have no idea what may be going on. All over the world, the Lord is telling people, I am coming soon, be ready, and that is the reason for our looking back. The Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11, it indicates here that as Paul was reviewing the activities of the children of Israel and all that they went through, that the reason to go through all of those things and the reason Scripture has so much about the children of Israel and their progress and lack of it. This morning, our chapter, which I was looking at the beginning part of it, or revived by his word, was about Manasseh. You know, I just scratch my head as to how Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, could go so completely opposite to what Hezekiah was doing. And yet, that's the same pitfall we can fall into as well, if we're not close to Jesus every day. If we're not looking back to see how God has led us and how he will lead us in the future. And that's why we're celebrating, quotes, celebrating 150 years today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says in verse 11, "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." Everything in the past is to help us to look to the future. Now that's echoed in a beautiful quotation, which I think is familiar to many of you, in Life Sketches, page 196. "In reviewing our past history, having traveled over every step of advance to our present standing, I can say, praise God. As I see what the Lord has wrought, I am filled with astonishment and with confidence in Christ as leader." And here's this sentence which you're very familiar with, one which this institution, this organization, established 150 years ago today, must never forget. "We have nothing to fear for the future." Now, we know what Daniel and Revelation tell us. We know what the great controversy tells us. But we have nothing to fear for that, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past history. Today we're going to be celebrating, commemorating the event that took place 150 years ago. In Battle Creek, just a few weeks ago, spring meeting took place. It was planned that way because of the 150th anniversary. I haven't had a chance to tell you about that since spring meeting, but I want to tell you, world leaders gathered together and they were inspired. We spent an entire day on Friday and Sabbath looking, listening, experiencing what pioneers went through 150 years ago. We had marvelous lectures. It was kind of raining and cold. And that's probably good, because Jim Nix said, well, that will make sure that everybody's inside, not outside talking on their cell phones. And for sure, everyone was listening. It was a beautiful experience. We had communion service on Saturday night after having spent time together for 2 days in the second meeting house, as it's called. It was exciting. It was a thrill to be in the very place where our pioneers started this organization 150 years ago. And yet, with all of the activities, all of the beautiful lectures, it was kind of a sad anniversary. And today, as we celebrate 150 years to the day, May 21, 1863. It's a sad day. A sad day in the sense that we ought to be in heaven by now and fulfilling that song we just sang in a few more days. But we have this hope. Jesus is coming soon. There are a lot of wonderful things happening. I just got back on Sunday morning from Dubai. Had 260 people at the Global Adventist Internet Network Conference. People who are so bright, so brilliant, you have to almost wear sunglasses in the room. It's just incredible. These people are technologically endowed. And they are on fire for Jesus. All over the world, coming together to figure out, how can we use social media? How can we use the internet? How can we use television, radio, everything else to find an appropriate way to reach the hearts of people all over the world? We spent a beautiful Sabbath a couple weeks ago with our people in Austria, and before that, a Sabbath in Switzerland. In fact, at both of those events, half of the church membership in those countries were at those events. I want you to pray for our brothers and sisters in Europe. They face real challenges, enormous secularistic approaches that are destroying people's belief in God. But our people are grounded in what they remember as to how God has led them in the past and what He's going to do for them in the future. I had the privilege when I was in Switzerland of visiting the Tramelan Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's not functioning any longer. It is the first church built by Seventh-day Adventists in Europe. It's a little wooden structure. In fact, the inter-European division is planning as to how it can kind of use that to focus upon how God has led in the development of the work in Europe and how they can best arrange things. It's not owned by Seventh-day Adventists at this time. But as we look at how God led, He will do the same thing for the future. If we will maintain our connection with Him, if we will every day humble ourselves before the Lord and ask the Lord, use us here at this headquarters. How can you use me, Lord, in the best way possible as we look forward to Christ's soon coming? Yes, in a few more days, figuratively speaking, the Lord will return. I believe it with all my heart. Are you willing to look back today and in the future, and then to use that as the foundation for the incredible challenge that God has for us in the future? In Sydney today, and for the last few days, they have been engaged in an enormous all-out campaign for the city of Sydney. Hundreds of people are attending evangelistic meetings all over the city of Sydney, and that is just the beginning. Next week, I should say next month, many of us will be participating in evangelistic meetings in New York City. And from there, it will go all over the world in some of the largest cities on this planet. God has promised us that if we will use His methods, if we will follow His way, a mighty movement will begin. I believe it. As we look back today and in the future, we will see that God is willing to again empower His people. And we have that opportunity right here in this building to be part of it in an absolutely incredible way. And so, as we celebrate this afternoon in a brief ceremony, 45 minutes, the beginning of this organization, let us not just snuggle back comfortably into these chairs and watch things as if we were non-participants. Let's be part of the spirit of the pioneers, the people who had a vision, who didn't see the future, didn't understand it completely, but they had a vision, and the vision was mission, united for mission. And so here at the General Conference headquarters, I appeal to each of you to remember that 150 years of the General Conference is simply a call to move forward on that great narrow pathway journey that the Lord is leading, and that He allow each of us to participate in revival and reformation in true humility before Him. Don't forget God's leading in your own life, in the life of the church. Don't forget to focus upon God's Word. Don't forget to listen to the instruction of the Spirit of prophecy. Don't forget to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you personally. Don't forget to engage in earnest personal prayer. Let me tell you, there are a lot of things to pray for these days. A lot of things. Don't forget to share the Advent message with others in mission to the cities and every other outreach. Don't forget to proclaim Christ and his righteousness. Don't forget the sanctuary message and its implications for Seventh-day Adventists at the end of time and for all people. Don't forget about how God has called you into the mighty Advent movement. Don't forget to look forward to that wonderful day when the Lord will return. Our hopes will be fulfilled. The resurrection will take place. We will look up and we will see the one whom we have waited for. And we will look back and say, you know, all those years at the General Conference that we worked in our little cubicles or in our offices, all those things we did, all the traveling we did, it was all worth it because Jesus is here. Let's remember, look back in order to look forward, united in mission under the guidance of Jesus Christ. Let's stand as we pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the way you have led us in the past. We thank you for leading this church, enfeebled as it is, leading it towards the ultimate, incredible proclamation of the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, the fourth angel's message of Revelation 18, and Lord, helping people to understand that those messages are pointing back to you and to your righteousness and to your authority as the King of the universe, as the Creator, and as our coming King. So, Lord, we just place ourselves in your care. We recommit ourselves as a General Conference family. We ask that you will guide us as we head into the future, knowing that you have all things appropriately arranged if we will but listen and follow your guidance. Bless us this afternoon also in the brief commemorative service. Lord, we thank you for the way in which you have helped us to understand this. We thank you for the instruction yesterday that David provided in worship. And now, as we go through this day, help us to remember the simple brothers and sisters 150 years ago, who started what we have the opportunity to continue through your guidance and your blessing. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.